The day-and-a-half-late newspaper, This Just In guy, gets through the morning. I am behind the times and learning to love it. I'll explain. Reading the latest newspaper is my lifelong idea of what a learned and informed person does each day. Just sitting quietly alone at home or in a diner, scanning the pulpy textured pages, wiping ink stains onto my sleeve, searching for signs of hope or discovery, looking for a laugh or a tear to rev me up for the day, that's a routine I would not want to abandon. Way back, when Birmingham's daily paper self-destructed and became a jumble of unvetted, unedited, unproofed words shaken and thrown onto shrunken pages that appear only periodically, my days were disorienting and somewhat contentless. So, I turned to the only still daily publication I could mostly trust, the New York Times. It arrived each day at my home, usually locatable in the shrubbery, and often dry and crisp, ready to be opened. To my amazement, often the Times carries more relevant news about Alabama than the news does. Unlike the news, no anonymous snarky comments are allowed or respected, and the Times' internal editors are its greatest critics and proofreaders. It's fun to see a paper actively trying to be better each day. It is comforting to know there are actually well-trained and experienced reporters and op-ed writers working away. Unlike the tradition of early delivery, in the wee hours of the morning, the Times carrier arrives as late as 9 a.m., which means I am already on the road to work, so I have to retrieve yesterday's paper to read during the day today, leaving this morning's paper to be examined tomorrow. Are you following me? Basically, I am reading day-and-a-half late or later news way after it occurs. This leaves me out of step with everybody else, and actually it is kind of nice. Getting the news late means that I am basically a historian reviewing the world with some distance and perspective. The Times becomes a kind of daily weekly magazine. After listening to folks wringing their hands about events over which they have no control, I get to quietly review what really happened through a lens that includes everything I've heard that has happened since. How can I explain this? Since I know all the subsequent happenings, I can read the first reportage with a little more sagacity and perspective. It's a kind of time travel. The Times is a Times capsule, freezing things in place long after they happen, prepared to be examined by the likes of me. If I time travel back 2 days and read the news, I can surprise those around me by predicting what will happen day after tomorrow. Just take my word for it. Anyhow, I thank goodness for the Times. Its delivery to my home helps me maintain a tradition of calmly reviewing the day, after I've heard nothing but randomly excitable people repeating what they just read on Twitter or Facebook, or what they have just been instructed to think by Fox and Rush. I need a calming anchor in my day. And this is it.